The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, we welcome our podcast and our YouTube audience as well. Today, I'm going to be talking about what we are seeing now is nothing compared to what will happen in the tribulation. What we're seeing happening right now, obviously, we're talking about the ongoing extreme heat wave and drought that is taking place in the western portion of the United States. And I was thinking about this when we were putting this together today. As crazy as this is, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, as crazy as this is happening right now, it's hard to fathom that what we read about, and we're going to talk about that at the end of this segment, what we read about in the book of Revelation that will happen in the tribulation, this is only a sneak preview. This is a trailer, if you would, of the main attraction that's going to happen in the book of Revelation. Here, this was a article that was put together by Michael Snyder. This is the headline: "The scale of the nightmarish crisis currently unfolding in our western states is now being compared to Hurricane Katrina." So let's talk about this for the next few moments. "One of the worst natural disasters in the history of our country is unfolding right in front of our eyes. In fact, we've never seen heat in the western third of the nation like we have experienced in this year." Let that soak in for a minute. Again, we've never seen a heat wave in the western third of the United, or in the United States of America, like we've seen in 2021. "Countless numbers of farmers and ranchers are deeply suffering because of the heat and drought. And it's actually being projected that this is going to be one of the worst years for wildfires that we have ever experienced. And now this crisis is being compared to Hurricane Katrina." But the one of the terrifying aspects of this comparison is that Hurricane Katrina, as disastrous as that was in 2005, I remember that distinctively. ETH was up and going, and we were operating at that time. As worse as a catastrophe as that was, as destructive as that was, it only lasted a few days. But this current crisis that we are now seeing has stretched on and on and on for weeks and months. In fact, they're saying that there's no end in sight. We're not even into the month of August yet. And Death Valley actually recorded 130 degrees last Friday, which shattered the previous daily record high of 129 that was set back all the way back in 1913. According to the National Weather Service, this current reading comes within 4 degrees, listen to this, of the all-time world record of 134 degrees that was set in 1913. In fact, the 134-degree mark, again, we came within four degrees of that, was the world record for the highest temperature ever measured on Earth. And we nearly broke that record, and we're only midway in the month of July. We're not even into the month of August yet. Forecasters have called for Las Vegas to hit another all-time high, as it did on Saturday, with a temperature of 117 degrees. On Saturday, St. George, Utah, also reached 117 degrees, setting another tie for an all-time high. According to National Weather Service out of Salt Lake City, Utah, the extremely high temperatures that we witnessed this month follow the hottest June that the continent of North America has ever experienced. Now, we're talking about this today because I'm setting you up for what I want to show you that we're not even there yet. Again, all this is happening. The record's being broken. all-time highs, the drought that's, we're not even talking about the drought yet. We're just talking about the heat. We're talking about farmers are being devastated. Crops are being devastated. And by the way, in the heat wave that went up into British Columbia was so extreme that some scientists are now saying that an estimation of over a billion animals in the sea have died because of the extreme heat that they just saw in, again, in British Columbia. According to the C3S or Climate Change Service, an agency supported by the European Union, the average surface temperature for June in North America were about 0.25 degrees Fahrenheit higher than the average for June 2012, the previous record holder. So we keep, have you noticed that every year we keep breaking records? This year we broke a record that we previously held. And then, you know, and then the year after that, we break another record. It's just like records keep getting shattered year after year after year. All of this is happening in the midst of very little meaningful precipitation that's taking place in the western third of the United States this summer. And according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, we're seeing the worst that has ever been seen. Think about that. Let's go back to the state of Utah. One official made an announcement, or he made a press conference and said, quote, "The worst drought in the state of Utah's history is unfolding." Quote, "We are in the worst drought in the state of Utah's entire history right now. And the only thing compared to it is the droughts that were seen in 1895 and 1933. Farmers, ranchers, all suffering from this. One rancher in Utah told Fox News that this crisis is, quote, going to equal or surpass the amount of people that were impacted by Hurricane Katrina. And guys, that was a lot of people. If y'all watched the news in 2005 and saw the devastation that Hurricane Katrina took and slammed Louisiana with when the levees broke and there was bodies floating on the surface of the water, caskets that were buried in the ground were upheaved through the water. They were lodged loose in the dirt. There were floating caskets in Katrina. This was absolutely horrific. People had to be rescued from rooftops. People were dying. People were dying from not having meds, and they weren't able to access their meds. People were they were not able to access food and water and supplies. And now, again, here's an individual who just told Fox News that the crisis unfolding is worse than Katrina. Ron Gibson, who manages 1,500 head of cattle in northern Utah, may soon lack the resources to sustain his entire herd. Scorching temperatures and the absence of rain has created the depletion in feed and supply for cattle farmers like Ron, with watering rights in his area to be cut by 70% in efforts to preserve the water supply. More farmers are forced to outsource their feed, and the high demand has driven up the price 4 times greater than usual. Now, I don't know how bad this is going to get, but I'm going to go ahead and make this public because we're going to pray about this situation. But I remember 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months, I think it was around 3 months ago, before all this started unfolding, I had a dream. Now, this is the first time I've ever shared this publicly on the platform, but I shared this privately with my pastor here in Georgia, and I shared it with some people in our congregation. Because, and I'll explain to you why, but in this dream, I had a dream, and in the dream, I was watching mainstream media. I was watching it. In fact, it wasn't even mainstream media. I think it was a local affiliate from here out of the state of Georgia, and they were talking about water wars. And they were talking about a water shortage, and they began to name off cities that are acquainted with my local region of what I, many of you guys wouldn't even know what I'm talking about, what if I named these cities, but they were local cities here in where I am in the local areas of Georgia. Again, around me is Loganville, Georgia, Monroe, Georgia, Gwinnett, Grayson, Snellville, just different cities around me. And I remember all these were being named as, and they were talking about water advisories, water wars, water shortages. And I remember I spoke this to my, and I shared this with my pastor, and he began to inform me that Georgia has actually had water wars, that's a kind of a tongue twister, with North Carolina. I believe he said it was North Carolina or somewhere around. It was another state. It was another conjoining state with the state of Georgia, and there has been water wars in the past. And I don't know how the whole the logistics of that and why that is, but I never knew that. And when he was sharing this with me, it just gave more credence to this dream. Now, does that mean it's going to happen? I don't know. It could. But I know if we can pray. Listen, I remember many years ago, there was speaking of the state of Utah, there was an extreme drought that was taking place in the state of Utah. And the mayor or the governor, one of the two, got up and he called for a day of prayer. And he interceded for it to rain. And it actually began to rain that day. It was all over the mainstream media. You can look it up. It was absolutely remarkable. But I'm telling you, I believe we've got to have leaders rise up, leaders that, you know, that we really need to be praying, because we already know what we're dealing with in the state of California when it comes to leaders that would be willing to call for prayer. I mean, good luck with that. You know, we can't rely many times on the leaders to step up. We as the church have to intercede. So if you're listening to this and you're watching this and you live in the state of Utah and you live in the state of California, especially in the western parts of the United States, in Phoenix and Arizona and different places like this, you need to begin to intercede and pray. Come on, if the Bible says of Elijah that he was a man likened unto us, he had nature like us, but he interceded and he prayed, and the heavens was shut up for 42 months. And when he gave the decree that rain would come, it began to rain. That wasn't Jesus. That wasn't Moses. That was Elijah the prophet. Read about it in your Bible. Hurricane Katrina absolutely devastated one major city, but the crisis threatens to cripple one third of the entire nation. Let me say that again. Hurricane Katrina devastated one major city, but what we're seeing right now with the heat wave, the drought, the famine, the pestilence, this is threatening to cripple one third of the entire nation. In fact, they're now warning us that reservoirs are getting dangerously low. Levels of reservoirs are dangerously low. Reservoir levels are dropping throughout the West as the drought tightens its grip on the region, and intense summer heat further stresses both water supply and the surrounding landscape. Many reservoirs are at or are already approaching historic low levels due to lackluster rainy seasons combined with increasing temperatures due to climate change. In fact, the Colorado River Basin, which saw one of its driest years on record following two decades of less than adequate flows, the nation's largest reservoir, Lake Mead, near Las Vegas, is at its lowest level since the lake filled after the construction of the Hoover Dam in the 1930s. It's interesting that it keeps going back to the 1930s, because that's an interesting time frame. There was a lot of economical, societal, moral, and even earth changes that happened in the 1930s. If you know your history, you know what I'm talking about. So this is a, we're seeing this cycle. This is a cyclical thing. It's a cycle. Famines, droughts, pestilences, plagues, they come in cycles. Yes, Luke 21, Matthew 24, and Mark 13 talk about these will be some of the indicators or the signs of the coming of the Lord. But he said, but we know now through history that there is seasons and cycles of this. But here's the key, guys. Watch this. It's one thing to have a tornado season. It's another thing to have a wildfire season. It's another thing when every season that rolls around becomes more catastrophic, more intense, and it shatters more records of previous documentation. That's where we get biblical with this. Water restrictions have already been implemented in many areas, but if this drought persists, we are eventually going to see water restrictions that are far more draconian than we've ever seen before. That should send a chill down your spine. In the midst of all this, now we're seeing wildfires break out. Nothing new, right? But again, guys, listen to me. Even, okay, let's go back to the Bible. In Matthew 24, he never said that when you see an earthquake, he never said when you see a pestilence or a famine. He said earthquakes, plural tense, famines, plural tense, pestilences, plural tense. So, yes, we've always had wildfires, we've always had droughts, and we've always had famines. But I'll remind you, Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, in other words, they will come together, they will be happening simultaneously. They will be more intense. And again, I always go back to the scriptures, and the Bible compares these events to birth pangs of a woman in travail. And again, all you ladies that has ever given birth, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's three trimesters, and birth pangs come in waves. And the closer you get to the delivery, the more intense the birth pangs become and the shorter in span they become. So I hope this makes sense to you. So we're seeing that more than 300,000 acres are currently burning across six states across the Western United States today, right now as we speak. So it'd be one thing if we were just seeing wildfires, but when you take the wildfires and you put it in the same box with famine, with drought, with extreme record-breaking heat, with pestilence and plagues, you have got a potluck of disaster of unprecedented proportions. That's what we're talking about today. Now, here's the mind-blowing part about all this, and I want to get to this, and then we're going to pray on this segment. Here's the part that when I was reading this and reporting all this, I remembered reading in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 16, verses 8 through 9. And of course, this is in the tribulation. There's angels that are pouring out their bowl judgments upon the earth. Again, it is of my opinion, I know that there's going to be people that are going to be listening and watching into this broadcast, and they absolutely unequivocally believe that we are in the tribulation. I do not believe we are currently in the tribulation that we're talking about. And when we talk about these disasters, I do not believe we are not, that we are in that. I believe we are in the birth pangs of the Messiah, but we are not in the tribulation. Now, having said that, think about everything I'm telling you right now, what's going on with the wildfires, the famines, the plagues, the pestilence, the heat wave, the extreme drought, all these things. Think about this, the records being shattered. And then you read Revelation 16, 8 through 9, and it tells you that when the fourth angel pours out his bowl on the sun. He pours it out on the sun. So in other words, what this is implying here is, watch this. He pours out his bowl on the sun. And then it says, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat. I said great heat. Now, I'm going to read the rest of this, but I want to stop here for a second and interject something here. So we know that the sun is going to be directly involved with the scorching and the heat that will come to the earth. Do you see that? The fourth angel pours out his bow on the sun. So the sun will be directly involved with the scorching and the great heat that will come upon men. And the Bible says in Revelation 16, 8 and 9, it's interesting. It says that, quote, they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. It's almost as if to say they go from blaming it. Come on. Instead of right now in 2021, who do we hear the blame on? What's the blame being laid upon for the extreme heat waves, the record-breaking droughts and the famines and all these disasters? Ready? What's the blame? Climate change. Global warming. Those are the two poster childs that are always being blamed for what we're seeing right here. But it's interesting. Right now in 2021, it's global warming and climate change that is that is to be laid to blame for all these things from the mainstream media, the scientists, the powers that be, the government, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going to get so bad. Watch this. It's going to get so bad, according to the Bible, that when we get into the tribulation, men, it says the men of the earth, and that's a word used for mankind, women and men, civilization, it's going to get so bad that civilization will no longer be blaming climate change or global warming. They will then turn their anger to the God of heaven, and they will shake their fist and blaspheme the God of heaven because of the things that are coming upon them on the earth. So think about that today. So what we're seeing right now, guys, is a snapshot, prelude, preview, and a trailer of what is to come in the main attraction, which is the tribulation. So here's how we're going to pray today. I'm going to pray. And again, I'm past trying to explain my theology. Either you agree with me or you don't disagree with me. It don't really matter to me. I'm going to go on and I'm going to pray regardless. And we're going to preach how I'm going to preach, and we're going to do what we're going to do. You either love us or you hate us. That's what we're going to do. So listen, I don't plan on being here when that happens. And if I'm wrong and I happen to be here, then I don't plan on blaspheming the God of heaven and shaking my fist and blaming him for what's happening. I'm praying that I be counted worthy to escape all these things. So there's a twofold prayer we're going to do. We're going to pray for the now, and then we're going to pray something for the then. Let me say that again. We're going to pray something for the now, but then we're going to pray something together to prepare you for the then. The now is what's happening now. The extreme heat now. The pestilence now, the water shortages now in California and in Utah and all the places that are impacted by this. So if you are watching this program today, listening to this program today, and you have family, a bloodline there in any of these states that are impacted by this, I want you to join with me right now as we begin to pray and we begin to intercede, and we pray that God brings brings relief, that God opens the heavens and begins to bring rain to, come on, to the places that need the rain. And then after we pray that, we're going to shift gears. And then I'm going to pray for those that may be watching this and listening to this on the other side of that camera who are not right with God. You know you're not right with God. You know you're not where you should be. You're backslid. You've never given your heart to the Lord, whatever the case may be. And you know, and I know, and God knows that if he was to blow the trumpet right now and call us home, you would not be ready and you would be left behind and you would have to go through the things that we're talking about today. So that's what we're going to pray. So Father, in the name of Jesus right now, we lift up these cities and we lift up these states in the western portion of the United States of America, Lord, and even beyond that, even places up in Europe and different places that are impacted by this unprecedented heat wave and these water shortages and the famines and the pestilence. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, we call, Lord, together in unity, we ask, Lord, that the heavens above us would open, that they would begin to rend, the heavens would begin to open, and that rain would come, precipitation would come. Lord, that you would put an end to this disaster and drought that's coming. And God, I pray, Father, for every farmer. I pray for every worker. I pray for every family that's impacted by this. We pray that, Lord, that water would come to those of the water shortage. I pray that the temperatures would begin, that there would be a relief, that there be a reprieve, that, Lord, that the ecclesia of the church, those that are represented, that are blood-bought, born-again Christians and believers that are representing their cities and representing their states that are impacted, that they would begin to repent and cry out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And just like Elijah did, Lord, he prayed, he interceded, and he travailed until a fist the size of a man, or until a cloud appeared the size of a man's fist. Lord, in other words, he prayed, he interceded, and he prayed not once, not twice, not three times, not four, but he prayed seven times. He prayed until something happened. Lord, let us continue to pray. Let us continue to seek. Let us continue to ask. Let us continue to knock until the clouds come, until the rain falls, and until this breaks, Lord. In Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for every individual today, Lord, those that are watching today, those that are part of this broadcast today, whether they're watching or listening. And Lord, if they are not right with you, they're away from you, or they've never known you, I pray the Holy Spirit would go right through the lens of this camera, right through this microphone. He would begin to convict them and lead them unto salvation. They would repent of their sins where they're at, right where they're watching, right where they're listening. And they would turn to you, Lord. They would turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. They would put their trust in you, put their faith in you, Lord. And they would believe on you that they may be saved, their name put in the Lamb's Book of Life, and continue in you that they may be found worthy to escape all these things, according to Luke 21, that are going to come upon the earth. Lord, may your remnant be found in you. May we be found praying. May we be found interceding. May we be found rooted and grounded in you in this tumultuous hour that we're in. Lord, help us to realize the urgency of witnessing the gospel today. Help us to share these words to the unbelievers. Help us to show them what's happening in the world and compare it to scripture and show them the urgency of their salvation and why it is needed in this hour. And Father, we pray this today, and it's in the name of Jesus we pray, and all God's people said amen and amen. Guys, again, I thank you so much for coming on here today and being part of our broadcast. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main landing page. That's where you're going to find us. That's the place where you can go, bookmark our site, or you can subscribe. So you're going to see a place where you can subscribe. Please do that if you've not yet done that. As always, guys, we want to encourage you to get our free app. It's available on Android. It's available on Apple. You can go to either one of the Play stores, type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official trademark logo right there on your screen. If you're listening to this by podcast and not watching this, again, that's all you got to do is go to your Apple store. If you have an iOS device, go to the Android store. If you have an Android device, type in End Time Headlines, download the free app, click on yes on push notifications. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our podcast and our videos. And you'll keep up to date what our ministry is doing on a day by day, week by week basis. And as always, guys, if you've not yet become a monthly partner or supporter of our ministry, we pray that you would seek the Lord and pray and see what he would put in your heart to help us and support us to remain strong for the rest of 2021 and beyond, that we can continue to do what we're doing. Again, if you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, as it has been a blessing to you continually and your family, we want to give you that opportunity. You can do that by electronic giving, by the app, or by the main website, or you can give by check or money order right there on the screen and make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Guys, stick around. I've got a couple announcements real quick. First of all, we will be back on here, Lord willing, on Wednesday. And I've got a word lined up that I want to share with you that I have preached on before in previous seasons. But again, many of you guys know that we have a lot of new viewers that come on, new listeners. And this may be a word, it may not necessarily be for you, but it may be for somebody else. So we want to be respectful of that. And we want to let the Holy Spirit have his work and do what he wants to do. To God be the glory. So we're going to share a message on Wednesday. And then Lord willing, we'll be back on Friday. We're only going to do probably 3 broadcasts this week because I actually have to preach at my local church here in Georgia. I have to preach 2 services on Sunday. So y'all pray for me that my voice will hold up, number one. We have 2 services on Sunday. I have to preach both services on Sunday, and I'm excited about that. I always love when the Lord opens an opportunity to share the gospel. And I pray that many there will. So listen, if you're anywhere in driving distance in Monroe, Georgia, please come out and see us. It's at New Song Church, Monroe, Georgia. You can get online. You can look it up. We're going to be there. We're going to share a word. And I believe you'll be blessed. You'll be edified and encouraged. So again, we've got a whole jam-packed lineup for this week. Again, we've got a couple topics we're going to talk about this week. And we're going to be ministering right here locally in my local church in Monroe, Georgia. They'll probably stream that live, by the way. And I'll probably give you all the information on that as well. So, guys, we're going to sign off for today. Again, we love you. We appreciate you. Again, thank you for taking time out today to be a part of this broadcast. We'll sign off today, be off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Wednesday, Lord willing. So God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.